This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Today's the last day to register to vote in Texas in time for the November election. Some county registrar offices are staying open till midnight to give folks as long as possible to complete the process, but most of those offices will close at the end of the business day as usual, so don't count on anything. Not sure if you're registered? Go to votetexas.gov and click on the Am I Registered link in the scrolling bar at the top. You can check online to see if you're registered, but in Texas, you can't actually register online. You actually have to print out something and mail it in. Some 3 million Texans are eligible to vote, but not registered. Complicating matters, according to a new piece in the left-of-center journal The Nation, a labyrinth of laws putting up barriers so great nobody wants to invest in helping voters get registered. Ari Berman is senior contributing writer for The Nation and the author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. Ari, welcome to The Standard.
Hey, David. Thank you for having me.
So let's back up here. What are procedures for trying to gather vote registrants in the state of Texas? It's not a simple thing, as you put it, going out and standing in front of the AT&T Center down in San Antonio and trying to get people to get people registered.
No, as one voter registration worker told me, you need a PhD in voter obstacleology to register voters in Texas.
Is that a real word?
Because it really is the most difficult state in the country to register voters. Basically, if you want to be able to collect voter registration applications and deliver them to the state, you have to become known as what is called a volunteer deputy registrar, meaning that you have to be actually deputized by the county that you're registering voters in. Usually these trainings take place once a month or less. So Texas is the only state that requires people to be deputized by the county they live in. Then beyond that, there's a whole lot of other restrictions. For example, you can only collect voter registrations in counties where you're deputized. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in Bexar County, where I reported this story in San Antonio, and you're outside of San Antonio Spurs game. You can only register voters at the San Antonio Spurs game if you're deputized in San Antonio and the people that you're registering are from San Antonio. Mm-hmm. You can't deputize anyone from Austin or Houston or Dallas. And in a state with 254 counties, as you know, that's extremely burdensome. It basically makes statewide voter registration drives impossible.
But that's the point, though. I mean, isn't the idea that the state, they want, by deputizing these people who are registering others, they want this to be a state function and not the function of a special interest group that might go out and say, okay, we're looking for all of, pick your demographic, so that they can influence elections. I mean, isn't that the logic behind it?
Well, if you just wanted it to be a state function, you could have a statewide training, for example, that's accessible to all. The fact that you have county by county deputization requirements in a state with 254 counties is extremely burdensome.
It's burdensome to the organizations that want to mobilize registration efforts, but is it really burdensome to the individual?
It's burdensome to everyone involved. In 2014, Texas ranked 45th in voter registration and dead last in voter turnout. So there's a big issue with not enough people registering and not enough people voting in Texas. Texas has more unregistered voters than the total population of 20 states. And I think that's absolutely crazy. If I was the state of Texas, I'd be thinking about how can we not be dead last in voter turnout? How can we not have 3 million unregistered voters? Instead, they're putting all these procedures in place to make it very, very difficult to register voters, which is leading to all of these problems in Texas.
How could Texas make it better without the possibility of increasing the risk of fraud?
So they could do what Oregon is doing, where they have automatic voter registration. You go to the DMV, you get a driver's license or a state ID card, and you're automatically registered to vote.
The motor voter, they used to call this.
This is a newer version of the motor voter. Before, under motor voter, the way it works is you go to the DMV and you say you want to be registered. Uh-huh. In Oregon, the process is now automatic. Basically, if you show that you're a U.S. citizen and you have a driver's license or a state ID card, you're automatically registered. You don't have to do anything affirmatively. You're just going to be automatically registered by the state. And if Texas did that, they would be able to register probably within a very short period of time, hundreds of thousands of voters. It would just require the political will and the technology to do it.
Ari Berman, senior contributing writer for The Nation. He is the author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. Ari, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, David.